they had him get some women and hashish for when they were done with whatever they were doing out there in the dark.
Yeah, yeah, they came in on flying carpets.
That was his job.
Their leader, Aladdin.
They said something about making America a whole new world.
They got this weapon of mass destruction. It's a lamp.
Yeah. The strange thing was, when they were done, they just hugged my brother and said, "Genie, you're free."
So that was his job? You're telling me your brother's a pimp and a drug dealer? Yeah, and that's what worries me.
He hasn't been promoted in 3 years.
So they find the body in the desert. CSI Crime Scene Investigations Unit shows up. And then Sweet Tooth says, "Well, like, I'm going to be your assistant on this, right?" "My assistant?" John looked at him with a slight smile. There was something going on with this kid that John found worthy. "Now let me think this through. You're going to be my assistant?" "My assistant what?" "Your assistant, cop, I guess." "You guess?" John was beginning to enjoy his newfound friend's naivete, but that coupled with his sense that somehow, some way, Jimmy Begay might be messing with some danger people.
He literally is saying, like, he fell in with a bad deep state crowd.
He just told them that his brother is, like, doing shit for Mexican drug cartels, heavy breathing Arabs who want women in hashish in the desert, and the Mexican military operating on the U.S. side of the border.
They were there because they found a woman with her feet cut off. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, my brother probably did that."
And he's like, your brother, I can't help but have some feeling that maybe Jimmy Begay is involved in some bad shit.
Here's
man.
The thing I really like about this is they're like, he fell in with a bad crowd, the deep state. Like Evan McMullen is just hanging around the Reds being like, "Hey kid, you want to make some money?"
Yeah, there's a guy in a spy versus spy trench coat on every corner being like, psst, put this microfilm up your ass.
So Jimmy Begay might be messing with some danger people. He couldn't shake the notion that this could have something to do with the international deep state. the hidden actors who played hard with the truth and understood the real game and its dark rules.